around and burp and tell the truth and laugh at me for drinking a classic red bottled by a medal-winning estate on the banks of the Garonne. Track on the EP involves death, drunkenness, desperate poverty, diabolical dealings, incest, murder, and abandonment. Does this reflect your current state of mind? Well, you know, I have days. Those songs were written a few years back when I had a few problems with someone very close. Things started to weigh me down. I generally don't like to talk about it, you know. Okay, yeah, no problem. What it is, you see, you can love someone and hate them at the same time, and I felt like I was on a tightrope. Kind of like a precipice. It's all a bit deranged, and I guess that comes through in the music. Yeah, sure. Your guitarist used to be an evil gazebo. Has that been an influence on your sound, do you think? Well, those particular songs are more about the descent into madness, which I found myself falling into. And so obviously I wrote those songs through nothing really to do with them, this new guitarist. And it's all to do with the ensuing psychiatric help, which I suppose is in evidence within the lyrics. As I say, I don't really want to go into all that too much. Right, yeah. Your ex-girlfriend informs us, after her new band, of course, Pankhurst, entered the charts last week, that your treatment as such was at a voluntary day ward, and you went along there purely to get people into thinking you were the new Nick Drake. I looked at the colour booklet they gave me in town. There was a picture of a young boy on the cover playing table tennis with a big friendly bear. An owl was umpiring, and in the background the tinder sticks were opening the Hamilton Bland Memorial Swimming Pool. Behind, an ancient ochre figure stood with his head hung down in shame like an actress leaving a divorce court. He'd been found guilty of wearing a Brazilian shirt with a number 10 on the back and swigging from a bottle of lager whilst talking of the beautiful game. Up on the beacon, a balladeer with a big nose belted out a broadside. Suspected murderer, a two-pack murder suspect. Suspected murderer, a two-pack murder suspect. Suspected murderer, a two-pack murder suspect.